So get into a state of receptivity, meaning just, you know, take this time to allow the goddess to come in. And it won't just be repetition of mantras or, you know, I can visualize this. I just did a class before this program. And the people there, they said, I only heard you say two words and then I was gone. So I don't know what's going to happen for you, for everyone here, but I'm just giving you a little snippet of what is possible. If you just shut yourself off from the rest of the world and allow the grace and blessings of the goddess to come in, and of course you know that Dr. Pillai is driving all this. He's the one who has the mastery over it, and then his energy is coming in and giving you the ability to go deeper and have a more beautiful, more profound experience with the goddess. Close your eyes. Putting your attention on the base of the spine. If you need to move around so you can feel your tailbone and then get grounded in that centering of yourself, your physical centering. Ganesha's energy is at the base of the spine to allow the kundalini or the goddess energy to flow upward, enlivening all the chakras. So feel the pelvis area expanding and some energy filling that area. And then the light goes up into the navel area from the belly button, the abdomen, and feel that expansion. You might take a breath so that you really relax and open your body more than the heart. The heart contracts down when we are not allowing the goddess to come in, because we have some history. Just for a moment or a few moments of this meditation, soften. Put your hand on your heart and feel that energy warming it. And take a breath if you need to. Then you can move up and go into the throat. And at the throat, you might want to clear. You might find yourself wanting to cough or sneeze or something, to just expand that chakra. The goddess wants to get rid of congested energy, stuck stuff. Then go into the third eye area, which is the midbrain. So the middle of your brain, just above your throat, as if you're looking up, and then in the middle of your brain, that's the midbrain. It kind of sits on top of the brain stem, which is attached to the spinal cord, at the top of the spinal cord. So your brain and your spinal cord are the anatomical body parts that are associated with your non-physical or subtle body or energy body. And then this goddess energy ascends and cleanses. Fill your entire brain now with your attention and awareness there, and energy coming. Now, visualize a red beam of laser light. So it's a laser beam of red light entering the right eye. It pierces the middle of your eyeball. Like laser. This red beam erases the karma in the right eye. Karma is just a layer or deposits of stuck thinking that can be dissolved away. Keep visualizing this red beam of light in the right eyeball. Receive the sound. Gleam. Receive it. Don't force it. Receive. Clean. 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 Now go to the left eye, receive a red laser beam of light piercing the middle of the left eyeball. Receive the sound and the light. Gleam. 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 Clean, clean. Now move in to the top of your brain. Receive the red, bright, deep, rich light in the top of the brain, erasing the karma. Clean, clean, clean. The sound gleam and the light are spinning in the top of the brain, erasing the karma. Gleam, gleam, gleam. Move into the frontal lobe and the forehead area. Receive the red light going back and forth across the forehead, the frontal lobe, part of the brain. Gleam, gleam. Gleam, 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 gleam. The sound and the light are erasing logical, rational, stuck, analytical, stuck thinking. It's erased. It has no energy to stop you from receiving the grace of the goddess who can do everything. Clean, clean, clean. Now move into the right brain. Feel the right brain from front to back. The red light swirling in the right brain with the sound. Clean, 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 clean. Move over to the left brain. Feel it from front to back, filling up with bright red, deep, rich light. Swirling with the sound. Clean, 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 clean. Your attention rolls into the back of the brain, the occipital lobe. So your entire brain is filled with red light. Feel it swirling in the back of the brain, the occipital lobe, cleansing your visual cortex. Whatever you see is projected from there. It's purified, cleansed with the red spinning light, swirling light, and the sound. Clean, 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 clean. Clean, 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 clean. The goddess clean cleanses the eyes, the brain, the entire brain, so that you can attract whatever it is that your heart desires. Now put your attention on the eyes. The goddess Lakshmi is so alive during this night of the goddess. Her color is pink and gold, dazzling light with an ultraviolet glowing light. See it as a laser beam piercing the eyes. Both eyes are receiving this light of Lakshmi. And the sound, Shreem Brzee, is swirling in the eyes. Shreem Brzee. Shreem Brzee. Shreem Brzee. You can't even move without the goddess's grace. Feel the energy in the eyes come alive with the light of Lakshmi and the sound. Shreem Brzee. Shreem Brzee. Shreem Brzee. The right eye, Shreem Brzee, Shreem Brzee, Shreem Brzee. Left eye, Shreem Brzee, Shreem Brzee, Shreem Brzee. That glowing UV light, the pink and gold light, is entering the midbrain. Feel the middle of the brain expanding, swirling with this light and the sounds. Shreem Brzee. Feel the power and energy and joy and lightness of being with the sound of Lakshmi's grace in the midbrain. Shreem Brzee. Shreem Brzee. Shreem Now from the midbrain, the light moves in to the frontal lobe. It moves forward from the midbrain. Shreem Brzee. Creating joyful thoughts. Easy, grace, energy is in the frontal lobe, but the sound and the light, Shreem Brzee, Shreem Brzee. Shreem Brzee, Shreem Brzee, Shreem Brzee. Now move back to the eyes. Imagine a bright white crystal-like light piercing the two eyes. Two laser beams of bright white crystallized light piercing the two eyes. Saraswati is represented by this light and the sound. Focus on the right eye. Left eye. The light moves into the two brains. The right and left brain are filled from front to back with brilliant white crystal light. Feel the two brains. Right brain. Left brain. The sound, the light has crystallized the brain, spinning the energy in the brain. The two eyes and the two brains are spinning with the sound of intelligence, wisdom, creativity, intuition. Feel the red light of clean. Fill your brain and body. Clean, clean, clean. Feel the UV light, pinkish, goldish, purplish light. Fill your brain and body with the sound Shreem Brzee. Shreem Brzee. The brilliant white crystal light fills the brain and body. With the goddess sound. Feel the energy of the goddess. The goddess of energy and power. The goddess of abundance, joy. The goddess of higher education, wisdom, creativity. May goddess bless you. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, 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 peace. And the meditation, take your time to come back to yourselves, and as you're coming back, make an internal prayer to Dr. Pillai for bringing the goddess to you. Pray to the goddess for whatever it is you want in your life. As a child would pray to the mother to give whatever it is that they want. And she delivers. Om, om, om. Slowly, slowly come back. Come back to yourselves and your surroundings. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes, maybe. Don't try to jump to your present awareness. Allow yourself to enjoy what the goddess just gave to you for your own experience, and then slowly, slowly come back.